Tosfos on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph discusses a very important issue. We saw that it's not only Tosfos over here, but Tosfos in Brochas and different Rishonim. And that is the question as to which Brochas go on which Matzahs. The Brocha of Hamotzi, the Brocha of Achilas Matzah, which Matzahs do they go on? So, Tosfos in Brochas on Daf Lamed Tes in the first day assumes that we split, that the Brocha of Hamotzi goes on the Shleima, and the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah goes on the Prusa. Tosfos assumes that really we have three Matzahs. We have a Lechem Mishnah of two Matzah Shleimas, even on the Seder night. But in terms of the Brachas themselves, the Brichas HaMotzi goes on one of the Shleimas, the top Shleima. The Bracha L'Achilas Matzah goes on the Prusa. Our Tosfos, Rabbi Menachem Meyunin, Menachem Meyvina, quoted in different ways in different Tosfosim. So he holds that both the Brichas HaMotzi and the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah go on the Prusa. And then we have a Ri. The way the Ri is quoted in Brochas, the Ri says that we make both Brochas on both Matzahs. We don't split. We make both Brochas on both Matzahs. We make the Brichas HaMotzi and the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah on both on the Shlema and on the Prusa. Why do we do that? So as we explained, the Ri is concerned about chavilas. Tosfos in Brochas discusses whether there really is a problem of Einos Mitzvahs chavilas if you have a Brichas HaNen and a Brichas HaMitzvah. So the Ri is concerned about that, but he wants to keep the minig that the Brichas HaMotzi should go on the Shlema and the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah should go on the Prusa. So he says, make both Brochas on both Matzahs. If you make them on both Matzahs, then the problem of chavilas does not apply. So we pointed out that the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like that Ri, like the third Shita. That we make both brachas on both matzahs. This is a Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Ayin Hei in packet 16. He says, "V'yikach hamatzos k'seder she'inicha mapusa ben shtei ha'shlemas v'yochas in v'yodo v'yivarech hamotzi v'al achilas matzah v'achar gach yivatzea me'ha'shlema elyona u'me'ha'pusa m'shteyam b'yachim." You break both of them. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Presumably to be choshesh for the Ri, then maybe there's a problem of chavilos, so therefore we try to make both brachas on both matzahs. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds a very important line. He says, V'yochlem beheseba b'yachad kezayas mikol echad. You should eat a kezayas from each matzah beheseba. Why a kezayas from each matzah? Why is that necessary? So Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Tes says, min ha'prusa b'vadet tzarech kezayas. You certainly need a kezayas, damavorchen al achilas matzah. We make the bracha l'achilas matzah on the prusa v'nachil l'prusa mekizayis. Avol prusa samotzi alokai melon d'hamotzi mevarchan afilu apochas mekizayis. We paska that you make hamotzi even on less than a kizayis. El mishum d'yesh poskin shesovrin the bracha samotzi koya l'prusa bracha l'achilas matzah koya l'shleima. L'kach tzarech mekol achas kizayis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch is concerned is because there are some who hold that the bracha l'achilas matzah goes on the prusa, and others hold the bracha l'achilas matzah goes on the shleima. So since the bracha l'achilas matzah demands a kezayas, and we don't know which matzah we're making that bracha on, so zok the Shulchan Aruch, you gotta eat a kezayas from each matzah. That's the source of this halach and Shulchan Aruch, that you eat two kezayasim from motzi matzah. And that's how we paskin. Look, you know, some people have these laminated cards where they show you the shiurim. Some people like them, some people don't like them. I'm not going to make a judgment about them. But the fact is, if you look at the laminated card, you see that from motzi matzah, the shiur is bigger. Both for afikoman and for motzi matzah, for different reasons. We have to talk about afikoman later. But for motzi matzah, at least, the shiur is bigger than for korech. For korech, there's only one kezayis. For motzi matzah, there's a bigger shiur. It's not double the shiur. It's like 1.5 times the shear. Why is it 1.5? That's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The answer is that there are different ways to be Mesharek Kezayis, L'chumra, L'kula. So we're machmir to have two Kezayisim, but in the shear of the Kezayis, we're Mekel. So it's not quite two Kezayisim, not two Kezayisim of Korach, but it's certainly bigger. They're being machmir for two Kezayisim, but with the smaller shear of the Kezayis. So this is the basis of the Shulchan Aruch, the way that the Mishnah Berurah explains. The Mishnah Berurah didn't invent this himself. It comes from the Tur. The Tur earlier in the packet. He מפני שיש מי שאומר שמברך על הפרוסה המוצי ועל השלמה על אכילס מצה, וכך הרוצה לוצא סידי שניהם, יוכל שתיהם ביודו ויברך המוצי ועל אכילס מצה מיד זה אחר זה, ואחר כך יבצע יפצע משתיהם ביחד. Right. Some say that you make a bracha al achilas matzah on the shleima. So because there's a machlokes, what the bracha al achilas matzah goes on, does it go on the prusa of the shleima, is up the tour, be botzea from both of them together. Who says this? Who's the source of this shita? We never found this shita. We've been on the sugya for a few days. We found some who claim that both brachas go on the prusa. We found some who say that the bracha al achilas matzah goes on the prusa, but the hamotzi goes on the shleima. But man yemar, who says that the bracha al achilas matzah goes on the shleima? Who is that? So comes the Beis Yosef and says, "Ken koslu harosh the hamordechai perek haripsa." The rosh and the mordechai. What rosh? What mordechai? I never saw such a rosh. I don't know where the Beis Yosef comes from. It's not what the rosh says. What does the rosh say? We can read it. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say the bracha al achilas matzah goes on the shleima. The rosh. Sin and Lamed. In the second section that I gave you yesterday, the Rosh says, "Me'osan shalosh matzos yivtza shniyah l'shnayim v'yishma achetzia l'afikoman v'yaniyah achetzia ben shtei ha'shleimas v'al harishona yivarech ha'motzi v'al ha'prusa yivarech al achilas matzah v'ochlam b'yacha mikolecha kezayis." The Rosh says that you make hamotzi on the shleima. You make the bracha l'achilas matzah on the prusa. He doesn't say you make the bracha l'achilas matzah on the shleima. What's the Beis Yosef talking about? That's not what the Rosh says. The Mordechai as well doesn't say anything of the sort. The Bach says. Okay, we'll skip the beginning of the Bach. We'll get back to it in a moment. He says Hatosfis. וכן כוסו רבון והטוסס למפרשים ולא דקום רק הלמודים בפסח שמיני הפרוס לתוך השלם ובוצע דקוי על ברכס המוצי שמבורק בפסח המוצי על הפרוסה ולפי שאין לעשות מצוס חבילוס חבילוס אין לבר שתי ברכס על הפרוסה וצריך לבורך על אכילס מצה על השלם. The Bach quotes from Tosfos Kufta Zay, I mean the parentheses probably were added later, but he quotes from Tosfos, doesn't say Pesachim, he says some Tosfos. Also says we're concerned about chavilas chavilas. If you're going to make the birchas hamotzi on the prusa, then the bracha l'achilas matzah has to go on the shleima. Who toasts? What toasts? Toasts doesn't say this. Not toasts by us. And not toasts in brachas. It's really a pella. But the Bach earlier and the Beis Yosef, they both point out that there is one place where the shika is quoted. The Bach says svar zuksuva behagos maimonius b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel u'shaga on v'shuken kosav ravon. So that happens to be true. The Hagos Maimoni has this sheet. But it's such a pella that all the Mefarshim of the Tor are digging. They're trying to figure out where the sheet is. They quote the Mordechai and the Rosh and the and Tosfos. It's not there. It's a phantom sheet that doesn't exist in the mainstream Yishonah. The Hagos Maimoni in the Nusach Hagod of the Rambam writes, O Kosov Rav Yah, Sher Rabbeinu Chananel, V'chein Shar Gaon, V'chein Ravon, Kosvu, שיש לברך המוצי על הפרוסה ועל אכילס מצה על השלמה. וכן כוסו התוסס. דאגוס מיימני says, וכן כוסו התוסס. Over here it says, קוף תזיין, sounds like a תוסס עם פסוחים. תוסס didn't say that. He didn't say the ברוך על אכילס מצה goes on the שלמה. But the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ravon do say that apparently. דאגוס מיימני quotes from them. So there is such a sheet on the books. There is such a sheet on the books. What's the svar of such a shita? I can't figure out what the svar is. The bracha l'achilas matzah to go on the shleima? Lechem oni ksiv. You're trying to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. You make a brichas ha-mitzvah on matzah. Why should you make the bracha on a shleima? It's a pella. Rumi Schwab wanted to say that maybe the idea is since lechem oni is such an important concept on the Seder night, so when the Birchas HaMotzi comes, we have to grab Lechem Oni, we have to grab the Prusa. So we make our Motzi on the Prusa. And then the Birchas HaMitzvah comes, what are we supposed to do? If Enos HaMitzvah is Chavilos Chavilos, so then we have to choose the other Matzah. It's a good Svara, but still is difficult. Why should we do that? We know the bracha l'achilas matzah is coming. We know the birchas hamitzvah is coming. So hold the prusa for the birchas hamitzvah. Because the hamotzi comes first, then we want to jump on using the prusa on the Seder night. So therefore, we're going to be mafsir the bracha l'achilas matzah on the prusa. It's a good svara, but afal pikein, it's still difficult. It's very, very difficult sheet. Very difficult sheet. But it would seem like that's what the Shulchan Aruch is based on. The Chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch to take a Kezayis from both the Shlema and the Prusa is based on the fact that we don't know what the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah is going on. Is it going on the Shlema or is it going on the Prusa? That's what it sounds like from the Tur, from the Mishnah Berurah. So if we don't understand such a Shita, it sort of seems strange that we should be Machmer for that Chumrah, that you should have a Kezayis from both Matzahs. But the truth is that even if we're not going to be machmer for that shita, the Rush says the same thing. The Rush also mentions, if you listen carefully when I read the Rush says the bracha l'achilas matzah goes on the prusa, hamotzi goes on the shlema, and you should have two kezesim of each. You should have a kezayis of each matzah, two kezesim in total. The Rush wasn't saying that you have two kezesim to be machmer for the different shitas. That's the tour. The Rush was a purist. Maybe when the Beis Yosef says that what the Torah is writing comes from the Rush, he doesn't mean that the bracha l'achilas matzah goes on the Shlema. The Rush didn't say that. But the Rush did say that you should have two kezais. You should have a kezais from each matzah. That the Rush did say. I will concede. That's what the Rush did say. But not for the reason of the Torah. It's done. He says, stam. You make the brachas on the different matzahs. And says the Rush that you should have a kezais from each. Have a kezais from each. So the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, the psak of the Torah, really is found in the Rush. Just not the reasoning of the Torah that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. So the Mishnah Berurah is taka trouble. The Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha, he asks on the Torah, Heichetesi, you should eat a kezayis from each matzah. What, because you're concerned? It's a bracha l'achilas matzah goes on the Shleimer, on the Prusas. So what? You only need a kezayis. For a birchas hamitzvah, you only did a kezayis. Where's the Mishnah Berurah? Oh, on page 7. Your halacha is kezayis mikol echad ayin Mishnah Berurah b'tam dover zeh. V'humi divrei hamefarsh. Ochen be'ikar ha'dover tamua ma'od. D'lefi kol zeh Nofaklu on Dover Chodesh, the Belayli Rishon, at Tzorach Lechol, Beis Kezayis. V'lo Motzinu Zeh B'Shum Mokom. The Mishnah Berurah says, Heicha Motzinu B'Shum Mokom, that if you have an Achilas Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah's Achil of some sort, that you have to have two Kezayisim. Two Kezayisim, what does that mean, two Kezayisim? Mitzvah's Achil, even if there's Achil, Achil means Kezayis, and Achil of Kusa, Kusa Mekezayis, it's Kezayis, not two Kezayisim. The Cholani Poskim, the Sabi, the Tzorach Gimel Matzis, the Seder, Lo Hizkiru Zeh, Zulas Harosh, V'Hamordachai, The Mishnah Berurah says the Mordechai and the Rosh mention this idea of two kezaisim. But it's not in Shas, it's not in the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Hashamesh sha'ochal kezayis kishum meisiv yotza. Remember? Remember that memra? The Gemara daf kuvches. Hashamesh sha'ochal kezayis. It doesn't say sha'ochal shnei kezaisim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he's not going to be yotza. We never heard such an idea that you have to have two kezaisim. Says the Bir Halacha, why didn't the Gemara mention this? But emes af lahani the matzichim gimel matzahs urak mishum lechem mishnah. Why do you need the gimel matzahs anyway? Because of lechem mishnah. If without the din of lechem mishnah, you could have had just a prusa, make an alachilas matzah and a prusa, and that's the mitzvah. The whole purpose of the gimel matzahs, the whole purpose of having the shleimus is to have lechem mishnah as well. V'gam hodit zvicho l'chavim b'vrach rishon al matzah achas v'vrach ha-beiz al matzah shniyo mishum sh'oz yu ha-mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. And the whole reason why we have to split the brachas, says the Mishnah Berurah, is to prevent the chavilos chavilos. V'gam l'didhu sh'tei ha-matzahs hem dover echad. That's a very loaded line. Bir Halacha says, even according to those mefarshim who are concerned about chavilos chavilos, it's still one mitzvah that we're being yotzi over here. Still one mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Still one mitzvah. The mitzvah of matzah is done, right? Being yotze the mitzvah of matzah. We make a hamotzi to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. So we're being yotze the mitzvah of matzah anyway. Ukumo b'shabbos, Lechem Mishnah. What is that? On Shabbos, you have a lechem mishnah. You have two lechemim, and yet you eat a kezayis from both of them. You don't eat two kezayisim, one from each lechem. So why should the seder be different? He says, just like when it comes to lechem mishnah on Shabbos, you eat one kezayis from the lechem mishnah. So too on the seder, you should eat one kezayis. What do you have to have two kezayisim for? Ikar adin yochel lechel eza sheyirtza. Yochel lechel eze sheyirtze. Rak mishum dal kol echa mea matzes kivin bivracha. Tov sheyirtel mikol echa. Aval bevaday dai bikazayas echa betzirif mishteya. Says the Mishnah Bura, why do we have a little bit from each matzah? Right? We take a little bit from each matzah. Why? Because we had a bracha on each matzah. But you don't need a kazayas from each matzah. Just take a little bit. In fact, in most circumstances, you're not going to eat a kazayas from each matzah. Even if you're going to be macher for the Shulchan Aruch. What happens in a typical seder? You have a balabais who has the matzahs, and everyone else is sitting around there waiting for him to dole out to everyone. Right? Let's say there were five people sitting at the table. You're not going to get five kezeisim from each matzah. It's not shayach. Right? Maximum you'll get two, something like that. Half a matzah or so is a kezeis, maybe. So you're not going to be able to get a full kezeis. What do they do? So the typical home will break up the matzah into parts. You break up the top matzah into different parts. You break up the second matzah. So each person gets a little chelek from each matzah. And you give them more matzah to be mashlin to the kezayis, to be mashlin to the two kezayis. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, the idea of everyone getting a piece is because you're making the bracha on each matzah. You're making a single bracha on each matzah. So we want you to take from each bracha. But not that you need a kezayis from each bracha. The kezayis is for the mitzvah of matzah. So you need one kezayis. But what's this two kezayis? What's the two kezayis, he says? And he adds the koshkim lefisvara saposkim lefishapasakam mechavashochet b'shtem mechavim bebeza brochos oshtem b'yachan mikoshken dein tzorech rakizayis echa mishtein. Koshken, if you're going to be machmer for the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to follow the Shulchan Aruch who holds that you make both brochos on both matzahs, so why should you need two kizayisim? You made each brocha on each matzah, right? You made both brochos on each matzah. So if you have a kizayis of the top matzah, you've had a kezayis for both brachas. Then you have a kezayis from the second matzah, then you've had a kezayis for both brachas also. So, mehechitesa, you should need shnei kezayis. This is the kasha of the Bialach. It's an aizen akasha. Aizen is a very strong kasha. Why do you need two kezayisim? The whole idea of a kezayis is for the mitzvah of matzah. Hamotzi doesn't require a kezayis, really. I mean, you need a kezayis because you can't wash on less than a kezayis. But technically speaking, if you make a hamotzi, you can have less than a kezayis too. So Suddah Shabbos requires, Lechem Mishnah requires that you have a kezayis. Okay, but once you're going to eat a kezayis because of the mitzvah matzah, so just eat a kezayis. There's no need to have two kezayis. A kezayis should be sufficient. A kezayis should be sufficient. Ay, chavilos. I'm making two brachas on two matzahs. There's no chavilos. There's no problem. Kolshkin, if I'm making both brachas on both matzahs, there's no chavilos. What could be the issue? This is the Mishnah Berurah's problem. Rabbi Shachter points out that from the Mishnah Berurah, you get the impression that the whole problem of chavilos that we're dealing with here, that the Rosh is dealing with, is that you can't make two brachas on the same chavtz. Can't make two brachas on the same chavtz. So he says over here, as long as you're not making two brachas on the same chef, so there's no problem of chavilos. So why can't you just have one kezayis? That's the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it. But if you think about it, that's not what the Rosh is saying. The Shechter points out, if you recall the Rosh that we had before, the Rosh was masig on the Rif. The Rif says that you don't have two kikaros shleimos, two matzah shleimos for lechem mishnah on the seder night, but rather you only have 1.5 matzahs. That's the Rif Shita. Why does he hold like that? So we said the Rif claims that Lechem Oni, the Rif and the Rambam, they both claim that Lechem Oni redefines Suddah Shabbat, Suddah Yomtiv. Right? On the Seder night, the din of Lechem Oni redefines Suddah Yomtiv. So therefore, you have a Prusa as part of the Lechem Mishnah. You don't have two full matzahs, you only have a Prusa. And the Rosh argued on the Rif. The Rosh said, why do you need two Shleimus? Aye, but the din of Lechem Oni should trump Suddah Yomtiv. What's the answer, Rabbi Osei? What's the answer? Tzveidin, right? The Rosh said that there are two halachas here. There's a halacha of lechem oni. There's a halacha of Suddah Yomtiv. Lechem Mishnah is part of Suddah Yomtiv. Lechem oni is its own halacha. So yes, you only have a prusa. Madaka shaloni b'prusa avkam b'prusa, as the Gemara says. But the din of lechem ishna that stems from sudas yomtiv, why should that be impacted by the rule of lechemoni? The din of sudas yomtiv remains the way it is, that you need two shleimus. That's the Rosh. The Rosh says that there are two mitzvahs that we're fulfilling. It's not that lechemoni is redefining sudas yomtiv, that it's really one inyan. We look at it as one inyan. No, there are tzvei dinim over here, is that the Rosh? Dr. Beshechter, what's the Rosh saying? The Rosh's comment that you need two kezesim, he's not saying that you need two kezesim because you're making a different bracha, you're making separate brachas on the matzahs. You're making one bracha, the bracha zahotzi on one matzah, the bracha lechilas matzah on a different matzah. That's not what the Rosh is saying. That's not what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh is saying that you need two kezesim because you're fulfilling two mitzvahs. And it would be chavilas if you would fulfill both mitzvahs with one kezayis. That's the nekuda of the Rosh. Again, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the ikar problem of chavilas is to make two brachas on one chefetz. But we know that that's not true. That's not the ikar problem. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara on Daf Kuf Beis, yeah? The Gemara about chavilas. One of the Talmidim, a number of the Talmidim mentioned this when we were learning that sugya. Right? Yeah, the Gemara says that you can't recite Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush over the same coast, right? That's what the Gemara says. But what can you recite? What two brachas can you recite over the same coast? Kiddush and Havdalah, Yaknahaz, right? What's the problem? Right? Shouldn't that be a problem? There are two brachas on one coast. No, the answer is, the Gemara says that Kiddush and Havdalah is Chada Milsa. Bechas Hamazon and Kiddush is Trei Mili. The problem is not saying two brachas on one chefetz. The problem is doing two mitzvahs on one chefetz. So even if you recite two brachas on one chefetz, if they're different mitzvahs, that's not a problem. But to do two mitzvahs with one chefetz, gevalt, that certainly would be chavilas. And that's what the Rosh is saying. That if you're going to be mekayim two mitzvahs here, if you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with the prusa, and the mitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv with the Shleima, he assumes that there really are two mitzvahs against the Rif and the Rambam. So then you gotta have a kezayis of each matzah. Because if not, it'll be a problem of Enos and mitzvahs, Chavilas Chavilas. That's the pshat in the Rosh. So the kasha of the Mishnah Berurah falls away. It's not that we're trying to ensure just that you shouldn't have two brachas on the same cheftz. And if you don't have two brachas on the same cheftz, it's fine. It's Mitzvah achas here, as the Mishnah Berurah says. Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, we don't have two kezesim. I'll tell you why, because there's a mitzvah of Sudas Shabbos that you're trying to be able to, but there's no extra mitzvah there. But on the Seder night, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv, and there's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Because there are two mitzvahs, you can't fulfill both of those mitzvahs with the same kezayis. That's why you need two kezesim. That's what the Rosh is saying. It's not because of the bracha, it's because of the different mitzvahs that you're doing. What should come out of point to this is that there is a shita that should assume that maybe you only need a kezayis on the Seder night. You don't need two kezayisim. And who is that? Who's that? Help me now. Which shita should taka hold that one kezayis is sufficient? A shita that claims that we're not really fulfilling two mitzvahs, but rather it's like two mitzvahs in one. It's really one mitzvah. We're fulfilling one mitzvah with the other mitzvah. Who's that? I just mentioned it. The Rosh is arguing against whom? The Rif and the Rambam. According to the Rif and the Rambam, that the din of lechem only redefines the mitzvah, so this yomtiv, and it's really viewed as one mitzvah. It's like viewed as one mitzvah, that lechem only is like an appendage to Sudas Yomtiv. It's a qualifier to the mitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv when it comes to the Seder. So then it's really mitzvah achasi. Then the Mishnah, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Mishnah was right. According to the Rif and the Rambam, what should emerge is that all you need is a kezayis. Because it's really one mitzvah. It's just there's a mitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv, which is being redefined by the din of lechem oni, but it's not a separate mitzvah. That's had to fulfill Sudas Yomtiv. So according to him, a kezayis should be sufficient. But why is the Shulchan Aruch machmir? Why is the Rosh machmir? Because we assume that there are two mitzvahs here that you're fulfilling. You're fulfilling a mitzvah of Sudas Yomtiv, you're fulfilling a mitzvah of lechem oni, and they're two separate mitzvahs. So the two separate mitzvahs, in fact, you can't have one kezayis. If you have one kezayis, it'll be chavilas. So that's the basis of the chumrah for two kezayisim. It's not just a chumrah, it's a halacha. It comes out me'ikar adin, you have to have the two kezayisim. Because if not, it will be a problem of Einos HaMitzvos, Chavilos Chavilos, because you're fulfilling two mitzvahs with one kizayis. Questions? Mori. Have bread. Chol. Chol. Okay. Another. Any other questions? Yes.
What about the kasha of the
For lecha mishnah, we only use one kizayis because what mitzvah are we fulfilling there? There's a mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, but there's no extra mitzvah. It's only one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. Suda Shabbos includes a lot of things. There's lecha mishnah. There's a yechas hamotzi and there's a bitziya, but that's all one mitzvah. It's just Pratim in one mitzvah. But here there are two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Yonkav and the mitzvah of Matzah. It's not the same mitzvah, yes. No, he says you don't need two mitzvahs. Right? You don't need two mitzvahs. Think so. Dover Echa, think so. Questions? Okay. So there's one final segment to this sugya. Even though Tosfos and the Rif, Rosh Hashanah, against the Rif and the Rambam, argue as to whether we have two shleimas for lechem mishnah on the Seder night, the Rif and the Rambam hold that you only have one and a half. But everyone agrees when it comes to Yom Tov, you need shtei kikar shleimas. Right? That's clear. That's clear. Tosfos already points this out. Right? So says Tosfos, what's this doing there in the Gemara? The Gemara is trying to figure out, are you botzeh on the Shleima, on the Prusa, what's going on? Normally we would choose the Shleima over the Prusa, even if the Prusa is Gedola, it's a bigger lechem, we choose the Shleima. But Dr. Gemara, Kol Moda B'Pesach, that we're meniach Prusa B'Shoha Shleima u'botzeh. And then the Gemara says, Chia Bar Abbas holds that on Shabbos you botzeh on Shteki Karos. What's it doing here? Zoptosis, the answer is because you have to add the extra matzahs, that you'll have the two shleimas even on the Seder night, because the din of two shleimas, the din of Lecha Mishnah, applies not only to Shabbos and Yom Tov, it applies to the Seder night as well. V'chein Pasak Rav Alphas, the Tzarek Levtzah, Shteki Karos B'Yom Tov. And the Rif also, Paskin, writes Tosfos, that you need Lecha Mishnah, you need Shteki Karos on Yom Tov. You need Shteki Karos on Yom Tov. Lefi Shaya Lecha Mishnah Yored Ba'arve Yomim Tov. Because Lecha Mishnah fell on Erev Yom Tov. So if on Erev Yom Tov they had Lecha Mishnah, so then on Yom Tov itself we have Lecha Mishnah as a zecher to the Lecha Mishnah that they had. That's the Lashon of the Rif. The Pershu Rabbanan the Yom Tov and Nami Bein Levtzor Shteki Karos Kishabbos. Okay, so that's what the Rif says, that on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Lecha Mishnah of Man fell, so that's why we have Lecha Mishnah both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Tes, in Ovas Yom Tov, the very end. This is in packet 16. page 8. The chayiv l'vtzoa al shteki koros v'lekvoa kol suda al ayayin tov kuf chov tesif aluf. Chayiv l'vtzoa al shteki koros is tomat hilchas yomtiv. You need lechem mishnah. This is the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone seems to say this. Tosfos, of course, holds this. Even on the Seder night, they claim in each day before Shlemus. But the Riv and the Rambam as well, they also admit to Tosfos about this, that at least on Yom Tov, even if on the Seder they hold you have one and a half for Lechem Mishnah, but on Yom Tov you need two. The Tosfos is not so happy with it, even though that's what he concedes, but he's not happy. He starts asking the question. What do we say about Shabbos? That Beirachtu mikol hayomim v'kidashtu mikol hazmanim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevorech as HaShabbos and he was mekadesh as HaShabbos. Vayevorech vayekadesh also, right? What does bracha mean? Bracha is tosefes ribli, extra. Kedusha is like a precious holding back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was berecho b'man, it says in the Mechilta, b'man, berecho b'man, kitcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevorech Shabbos b'man because there was a lechem mishnah erev Shabbos. And he was kiddush of a man, he was mekadesh Shabbos with man, because on Shabbos, no man fell. Mashma b'yamtiv hayom man yori. Berach of a man, the kiddush of a man, that's a din in Shabbos, right? Vayivarach oso, vayivarach vayikadesh oso. That's on Shabbos, it's not on yamtiv. So if we're going to follow that drush as chazal, it sounds like on yamtiv, man did fall. What's going on over here? So the truth is there are midrashim chalukim. It's a machlokes midrashim. Tosfos in Beitza, at the beginning, in the sugya of Hachana de Rabba, very complicated sugya, beautiful sugya, but in the midst of that sugya, Tosfos has a comment. Also says, this is on Beizam and Beiz in the Gemara in Beitza, on page 9 in the handout, in Dirim Askel Vahoya, he says, Tema, the Kan Masha Shaman Lohoya Yore Beyamtiv, Kedapirish Rashi Hashishi Haroi Lachan. Vizel Bechol. Forget about the context per se, but from Rashi it sounds like the man didn't fall on Yamtiv. Beha Omer Vayvarach Vayakadesh Berchel Beman Mekitcha Beman Shabbos Lohoya Yore Beman. Aval Yamtiv Hoya Yore. But from Berchel Beman Mekitcha Beman sounds like there was something special about Shabbos and not about Yamtiv. On Shabbos there was no man, but on Yamtiv there was man. So what's going on? Yeshlomer says Tosas the Midrashim Chalukim. There are Midrashim Chalukim. There are different Midrashim. Kedisa b'Medrash Shabbos Lo Yia L'Rabbis Yom Kippurim Lo Yia Bo L'Rabbis Yamtiv Shlo Haya Yored Bahen Mon. There's another drasha from Parshas Beshalach that Shabbos Lo Yia Bo. That's a ribui to teach me Yom Kippurim as well and Yamtiv as well. That month didn't fall, not on Yom Kippur, not on Yom Tov, just like on Shabbos it didn't fall. So there is a medrash that assumes that on Erev Yom Tov there was a double portion of the month. So even though Tosfos is troubled with Berachah B'mon, B'kitcha B'mon, there is another medrash, and apparently we're machmer for that medrash. The Shulchan Aruch is machmer for that medrash. Tosfos themselves are machmer for the medrash. And Tosfos seemed to paskin that really. We should take Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov, but certainly when he quotes the Riv is Machmir because he's assuming like that Medrash. Then maybe the Man Taka did not fall on Yom Tov. So that would explain why the Shulchan Aruch paskens that Yitaka should have Lechem Mishnah even on Yom Tov. Okay? So that's the Maskona when it comes to Lechem Mishnah. Everyone assumes that you need Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov, not just on Shabbos. What's the problem? If we assume that Lechem Mishnah is a requirement for Yom Tov, that means that we assume that Man did not fall on Yom Tov. So what should that tell us? Which other halacha should come along for the ride? Let me read the Shulchan Aruch. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch and look at Yom Tov. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? The chayev l'vtzoa shteki koros v'lefoa kol suda l'ayayim. The Yom Tov you Yosef Tovim Mishal Shabbos. On Yom Tov you're supposed to have nicer suits than on Shabbos. V'lo nagu lasas bo suda shlishi. Says the Shulchan Aruch, but the minig is not to make shalashudis on Yom Tov. No shalashudis. Only two sudas. One at night, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, one at night and one by day. But no shalashudis. Why not? Why is the minhag not to make shalosh shudas? Why not? What shalosh shudas is based on? Shalosh shudas is based on the man also, right? Shalosh shudas is based on the man. What does the Gemara in Shabbos say? Gemara in Shabbos and of Kuf Yud Zayin. Kuf Yud Zayin on the base. Gemara tells us of the chiyuv of shalosh shudas. We have this Gemara in the packet. Oh, at the very beginning. Tana Rabbana Kama Sudas Chayav Adonach B'Shabbos Shalosh. Rabbi Chilka Omer Arba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ushnei Mikra Echad Darshu. Vayomer Moshe Echlu Hayom Shabbos Hayom Lashem. Hayom Losim Tzu Basoda. Hayom Hayom Hayom. Rabbi Chilka Sover Hanit Los Hayom Lubar Me Urtav. Rabbana Tzavri Bahadi Urtav. Bahadi De Urtav. The Shaila is, do you need Shalosh Sudas on Shabbos or do you have Arba Sudas on Shabbos? It says Hayom three times in the posted by the month. So the question is, are these three Hayoms including the night meal or are they not including the night meal? So that's three or four. Shalosh Sudas is all about the month, right? If the month didn't fall on Shabbos, so presumably this Pasuk, if the month didn't fall on a certain day, so this Pasuk applies. So Shabbos, the man didn't fall. So that's this pasuk. Yichlu ayom, Shabbos ayom Hashem, ayom lo simtzu v'asadim. So lechora, whether there's a din of shalosh shudas on Yom Tov or not should be a function of whether the man fell or not. If it didn't fall, then the same pasuk, the same ayom, ayom applies to Yom Tov too, not just to Shabbos. So what's going on? If the Shulchan Aruch is machmir, like the Rif and the Rambam, like the Rishonim who say that we have Shteki Karos on Yom Tov, we have Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov. So for Zepis, when it comes to Shalosh Sudas, the Nagu Shalol Lahachmer, the Nagu Shalol Lechol Gimel Sudas. Why? Don't they go B'chad Amachta? They go in the same basket. It's the same principle. It's a function of the month. So okay, by Lechem Mishnah, the Tosus already points out it's difficult. Bercham B'man, the Kinshah B'man, there's a Medrash that sounds like Yom Tov with different Shabbos. But we don't paskin like that Medrash. So if we paskin at the man, we assume that it's hard to paskin in the mitzias of what happened in the midbar. But okay, there are tanaim chalukim, different drashas tell us that there was a different mitzias. But if we paskin that we're assuming that the man didn't fall on Shabbos, and that's why there's a chiyuv lechem mishnah, so then there should be a chiyuv for shalosh sudas too. What's going on over here? Very, very difficult. This is a very difficult kasha. This is a kasha that I carried for many years. In fact, there is one sheet in the Rishonim that sounds like there is a din of shalosh shudas even on Yom Tov. Who's that? Who's that? Anyone? Does anyone know? The Rambam, exactly. Who said that? The Rambam. Okay, the Rambam. Where does the Rambam say it? The question is, does the Rambam say it? Not so sure. Not so clear. Where's the Rambam? Who's the Rambam? Who's the Rambam I know, but so the question is, where's the Rambam? Where's the Rambam in the packet? It takes a little time to find it. Oh, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos talks about Yom Tov. In Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, Chayev Odom Lechol Sholosh Sudas B'Shabbos Achas Arvis Achas Shachas Achas B'Mincha. V'tzorech Lizor B'Sholosh Sudas Eilish Lo'ifkos Me'an Klau. Fine. Afilu ani amesparnis minatstoka soed shalosh sudas. V'mayachole meirova achilo shaye mesana tome potem in shalosh sudas. Okay. Chiyuv of shalosh sudas on Shabbos. Zog the Rambam, v'tzorech lekvoa kol sudam mishloshtan al hayayim. You gotta make kiddush. Even for shalosh sudas, according to the Rambam. Right? Like the Rebbes. That's what, no? At the Tish, shalosh sudas, they make... It's the same as Shachris, right? Bar Piagafim. You make it enough to make a whole Birchas Kiddush. You make a Bar Piagafim. That's what they do. They're Kovei on the Yai. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam was not a Chassidish Rebbe, but apparently he made Kiddush for Shalosh Sudas. Sarach lekvoa kol suda mishloshtan al hayayin v'liv tzoa al shtei kikaras. You need Lechem Mishnah too. Three more words, says the Rambam. V'chein b'yamim tov. V'chein b'yamim tov. Chayim b'yam tov. So says the Torah. On page 13. Yeshom shetzarach lasos bo sholosh sudos v'chein kosav harambam sam. V'adoni ovi arosh zal lo noakim. So the Torah concedes that his father, the Rosh, was not knowing to be choshesh for shalosh shudas, but he says the Rambam holds that you have a chiyuv of shalosh shudas even on Yom Tov. That's the Torah's interpretation of the Rambam. L'chein b'yom tov. Comes the Beis Yosef there, which I didn't assign to you, but the Beis Yosef says v'yeshom shesar lasas bo shalosh shudas v'chein kosav Rambam v'perak lamed me'yot ha'shabes v'eino muchrach b'dvarav. The Beis Yosef says it's not muchrach like the Torah. The Torah thinks the Rambam holds that there's a chiyuv of shalosh shudas even on Yom Tov, but the Beis Yosef says it's not clear. It's not clear? I think it's black and white. No? I mean, what's the Beis Yosef talking about? Do you think it's a shaila in the Rambam whether he holds there's a din of shalosh shudas by Yom Tov? How else could you read this? What, did he have a different gears? He had a Frank? It was a different gears in the Rambam? Well, what's going on over here? What do you think? What's the answer? Frank! Exactly. The Beis Yosef understood that Efshim and Kenzogin, maybe you could say that the Chebi Yom Tovim is not going on the whole Rambam, but rather it's only going on the previous line. The Rambam says, V'ksarach l'kvar kol suda mishloshtan al hayayin, v'livtzah shteki karos, v'chebi Yom Tovim. So maybe the din of Lech and Mishnah applies to Yom Tov, but not the din of Shalosh Sudas. Maybe that doesn't apply to Yom Tov. It's not Muchruch, says the Beis Yosef. He didn't say that the Rambam didn't say it. Right? It could be. It could be. The question is how to read the Chebi Yom Tovim. Is it going only on Shtei Kikar? Is it going on Lechem Mishnah? Is it going on Shalosh Shudas too? But that's the machlokas between the Torah and the Beis Yosef, whether it's really Muchruch in the Rambam that he holds as a din of Shalosh Shudas on Yom Tov, or there isn't. Poshe Pshat in the Rambam is that there is a Chiyuv Shalosh Shudas. That's the Poshe Pshat. That's the Parshat Pshat. What's more, not only is it the Parshat Pshat here in Halacha Tes, but the impression you get from the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov is that there's a Chiyuv Shalosh Shudas. How so? Because the Rambam describes what the day of Yom Tov is supposed to be. The Rambam in Hilchos Yom Tov in Perek Vav Halacha Yutes, the Rambam writes like this, Avo v'sheachilu shtiyah b'mordos b'chlau mitzvah saseh. We know there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. You're supposed to eat on Yom Tov. Lo yeah, the Rambam says, but you're not supposed to be fressing the whole day. You know, you're not supposed to be eating the whole day. That's not a way to spend Yom Tov. Elakachi hadas. This is the religion. This is the approach. This is the way to do it. Baboker mashkimim kolam lebate knesios or lebate midrashos and mispalim. So first of all, you have to know the Rambam says that on Yom Tov you got to daven hashkama. You got to daven hashkama mashkimim. That's what he says. It's nifsak in the Rambam. Hashkama meaning. Yom Tov morning? Huh? Something new. We haven't heard this before. Maybe some of us. So the Rambam says, Yidavin Hashkom, Yidavin Shachris, whether it's Hashkom or not, Yidavin Shachris. And then you come home and you eat. Continues the Rambam. The Holchin Lebatim Midrashos, Korin Vishonin Achatzi Ayom. You see, that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that you daven hashkama because he's expecting that you're going to have a morning seder afterwards. You daven hashkama, but the minyan will start, I don't know, let's say 6 o'clock in the morning. You finish the minyan 8 o'clock, 8:30, whatever, 8:15, 8:30. You come home, you eat a little bit, right? How long is the suda going to be? An hour or so, whatever? 10 o'clock in the morning, you're back to the base medrash. Have a 2-hour seder. It's Yom Tov. Chatzil Hashem. Chatzil Lachem, Chatzil Hashem. You should be in the base medrash. And then they daven mincha. You daven, you eat, you learn. You daven, you eat. And then you learn at night, I guess. Right? And then you spend the rest of the time with the family. You eat and you drink and you spend time with the family. The Rambam seems to present it that you're eating 2 sudas by day on Yom Tov. Now, did the Rambam feel that you don't eat at night? It's not mistaken. It's not mistaken. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos was talking about that there's a machlokas where you have shalosh sudas on Shabbos, you have 3, you have 4. So the shaila is the ichlu hayom, is the pasuk talking lebarme urta or behade urta? But no one's saying that there's no urta. No one's saying that there's no suda balayla on Shabbos. Stama on Yom Tov also, there's a suda balayla. They normally ate two sudas. They ate two sudas on a typical day. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they had a bigger suda, but l'chora there's a suda at night. So the way the Rambam is describing the day of Yom Tov, it sounds like there are three sudas. If there's no shalosh sudas, so what are you having a second meal for? So you could say, you don't have to have the shalosh sudas according to the Rambam, but chatzil Hashem, chatzil Lachem, it's a nice thing to do. They had a big lunchtime meal. If you're going to daven ashkam and just have a suda in the morning, that's all that you're going to eat. That's not a chatzil Lachem. You're going to be hungry most of the day. So it could be the Rambam is just being practical, that you should break up the day appropriately between Torah and Achila and Tefillah. It should all be broken up properly. But the impression you get, the Pashan impression you get from the Rambam is that Taka, there were three meals on a Yom Tov. There were Shalosh Sudas. Like what he says in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Lamed Halacha Tes, V'chein B'Yom Tovim. It really sounds from the Rambam that there's a Chiyuv of Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos in Chelek Beis, where he talks about the Mitzvah Seir of Shabbos, he quotes that the Chazon Ish was noy to eat a Shalosh Sudas on Yom Tov as well. He was machmer for the Rambam. To assume that there is a Chiyuv of Shalosh Sudas. But the question is, why should there be a Chiyuv of Shalosh Sudas? It's a steer in the Obey, right? According to the Rambam, excuse me, let me back up. According to the Rambam, it's Givaldic. It's a Chiyuv of Shalosh Sudas because we assume that the man didn't fall on Yom Tov. So just like there's a Chiyuv of Lechem Mishnah, there's a Chiyuv of Shalosh Sudas. But the problem is, how do we understand the steer according to every other Mefarish, according to the Shulchan Aruch himself? The Shulchan Aruch is a Prele. The Shulchan Aruch says there's no Shalosh Sudas. Why not? Why not? The Rambam is right. The Rambam is right, Rabbi Osan. That Lechem Mishnah and Shalosh Sudas should go together. If there's a Chiyuv Lechem Mishnah that everyone agrees with, so there should be a Chiyuv Shalosh Sudas too. Ethan, you had a question?
Yes. I was wondering about how do you see that in the Shurah Rambam said that you have a meal at night. It says they're going to eat and drink for the rest of the day up until night. So what is his plan? Is he going to daven Maariv and then have another suitor right afterwards after you're eating and drinking all day?
When it comes to Yom Tov, if you're having a big suda on Yom Tov day, so maybe Matzah Yom Tov, you're not gonna have a suda. But Erev Yom Tov, you were busy preparing for the Yom Tov, with the Lulav and Esra, with your matzahs, with whatever. So it's hard to believe that you're not gonna have a suda on Yom Tov at night. That's what I would think. Yes. I don't think so. The Rambam is not describing what the suda is composed of, but he does say that you're Ochel V'Shosen. That's why the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, right? In Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed, we talk about what the sudas of Shabbos should be composed of, and then the Rambam says, V'chein B'Yom Tovim. So we're extrapolating from Shabbos to Yom Tov. So in terms of the details of the suda, the Rambam fills you in Hilchos Shabbos. In Hilchos Yom Tov, he's just describing to the basic schedule of the day. He's not filling in the details of what the suda is, but I think it should be the same. So this question, the stira in the Shulchan Aruch, bothered me for many years until someone pointed out to me that there's a prisha in the Torah that addresses this issue. The Torah on that Shulchan Aruch, and some tough kuf chav tes. You look in the prisha, you see that he addressed this issue. What does the prisha say? So the prisha says that there's a difference between lechem mishnah as opposed to shalosh sudas. Lechem mishnah is a function of the mitzius. Did the man fall on that particular day or not? If the man fell Lechem Mishnah be'erev Shabbos, so then we eat Lechem Mishnah, we have Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos. If the man fell on Erev Yom Tov Lechem Mishnah, and it didn't fall on Yom Tov, then we have Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov as well. That's a mitzvah. So if we pass it like the Medrash, that assumes that if the man didn't fall on Yom Tov, then there's a Chiyuv Lechem Mishnah. The Chiyuv of Shalosh Sudas is learned from this Tlosa Hayom, like the Gemara says in Shabbos on Kufi Zayin. Ichlu Hayom, Kishabbos Hayom, Hashem Hayom, Lo Simtzu Basod. Zok the Prisha. That's Xeris HaKosif. It's not just a function of whether the man fell on that day or didn't fall on that day. It says, Echlu Hayom Ki Shabbos Hayom Lashem. The Pasuk mentioned Shabbos. So the Pasuk mentioned Shabbos, then the din of Shalosh Sudas is something unique to Shabbos. He says, Avol Shalosh Sudas B'Shabbos Yalfina Mishlosh HaPavim Hayom Sheksuvim Gabe Shabbos Usvir Olay Shabbos Dafka. It's a gzeres hakosav le'inyan Shabbos. We thought that lechem mishnah and shalosh sudas are the same. It's all a function of the mitzias. Did the man fall on that day? Did not fall on that day? Comes the priest and says, no, shalosh sudas is different. Shalashunas is learned from the pasuk. So it's learned from the pasuk Echlu Hayom, since the pasuk mentioned Shabbos Beferish, so that halach is only going to apply to Shabbos, it's not going to apply to Yom, even if the man didn't fall on Yom. So I saw Rabbi Manoach this year. I was looking at the Rambams. Rabbi Manoach, I noticed, says a similar idea to the Prisha. I never saw this before. But you know, sometimes you look at the Rambams, you're looking at the Nosei Kelim, and you jump at something and you say, wow, that's a great Maramot. Where's the Rambam? Oh, it's on the other. Packet 15. The Rambam in Chesvot. Rabbeinu Manoach in Perek Ches, this was coming to Matzah Aloch Avav. This is in page 2. So he asked the Kasha also, what is he saying? Tama Dovel of Yisha'alecha Mishnah Nemer, Hu Asher Dibar Hashem Shabboson Shabbat Kodesh, Shabboson L'Rabbos Yom Tovim. He has another drasha. A drasha to say L'Rabbos Yom Tovim that you have Lecha Mishnah. Because it doesn't just say Shabbos Kodesh, it says Shabboson. Shabboson is Marbe Yom Tovim. Avalainian Shalash Sudas Vayanichu also Hivzikoinian. There's a pasuk in the middle between Shabboson, Shabbos Kodesh, L'Hashem Mochar, and the pasuk Ichlu Ayom. Vayanichu also Ad Haboker. So Vayanichu, he says, is mafsik. The first pasuk is Shabboson to be Marbe Yom Tovim. But the pasuk Hayom Ayom Ayom, there's a hefzik between Hayom Ayom Ayom and that first drosha. Zok Rabbeinu Manoach. And in the pasuk of Ichlu Ayom, it only says Shabbos. So he's adding another nekuda. The fact that it only says Shabbos in the pasuk Ayom, that would not have been enough for me to exclude Yom Tov, because the parsha is talking about the man. So if it says Lecha Mishnah in a previous pasuk and Mamarbe Yom Tov for Lecha Mishnah, so Ichlu Ayom should apply to Yom Tov as well. It's mafsik between Ichlu Ayom and the din of Lecha Mishnah. So that's why, since the pasuk Ichlu Ayom only mentioned Shabbos, the din of Shalashidus will only apply to Shabbos and it's not going to apply to Yom. This is a way that we can explain the Shulchan Aruch, that there's a chilek between Lecha Mishnah as opposed to Shalashidus when it comes to Yom Tov. Of course, it's against the Rambam. Right? The Rambam seems to say that maybe there's a chi of Shalashudas even for Yom Tov. So there are those that are mafkir. Some have Shalashudas even on Yom Tov, and some are momekel, that they would not have a Shalashudas only on Shabbos.